This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome back to the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. How's that with me, Ed Hawkins, pro picker, and John Wright, former cricket odds compiler, giving us the inside line. How are you doing, John?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you, Ed. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm well.
Good, good.
We're talking Super Sunday this time on the How's That Cricket Show for Bet Rivers. We've got four matches to give you our best picks from. Our best picks come at the end of the show, so stay tuned. And we're going around the franchise leagues, aren't we, John? Because I think you've had a look at the calendar and you've picked out some games for us to find some value. How's things going generally, cricket picking wise, on these myriad of tournaments we've got going on at the moment?
Well, I think what you said in one of the previous episodes, Ed, with so much T20 cricket going on throughout the world, you've got India playing in an ODI series against Sri Lanka. Now they're playing New Zealand. There's so much cricket going on. I think what you've got to do, it's team news is key, isn't it, Ed? With these, especially with these journeyman franchise guys that are going around the world and they're chopping and changing, team news is key. And it's been very interesting. I mean, the one thing I would say is that the two inaugural leagues that are going on simultaneously at the moment, it appears that the one that's been supported by the Indians, the South African T20 league, it's been brilliant. The weather's been good, the cricket's been good, and the atmosphere's been good. So, I mean, when I've got three TVs going on and watching cricket simultaneously, that's the one that I'm enjoying the most. I mean,
yeah.
With the International League in Dubai, that's been a bit sterile. I don't know what you think yourself, Ed.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a low-grade feel to it, unfortunately, yeah. Which is odd because it's one of the richest leagues. And just some of the squad building hasn't been quite up to the levels we would expect. But we'll talk about the IEL T20 League in the UAE. We've got a game to preview there. We're also doing the Big Bash. We're going to start with that, Heat versus Stars. Vipers versus Giants in the IEL T20 and Dubai Capitals versus Mumbai Emirates also on Sunday. Those are the two games we're looking at. And then we are going to South Africa for Paarl v Pretoria also on Sunday. Bit of housekeeping. At Because We Win, give it a follow on Twitter to win across all sports. Give John Wright a follow at JohnWright15 and me at Cricket Betting. So let's go. Heat versus Stars. Sunday, Big Bash. Heat making a late bid for the playoffs. Stars are almost certainly, well, they are out of it. They can't qualify. Heat about -110, we think, on the money line for Bet Rivers for this one. No Stoinis for Stars. Have Stars completely checked out? John, are we being generous with those odds on Heat? They're going to be shorter than that.
No. I think the Heat's probably an attractive price, to be honest with you. I mean, they played each other a few days ago, and the Heat beat the Stars quite convincingly with Matty Renshaw getting 90. I think it goes back to what we said before. I mean, when the Big Bash League started a few years ago, the Stars were the top side, weren't they? When you think of the players that have played for them over the years, your Shane Warnes, your Kevin Petersons, your Luke Wrights, you know, they were the top side. But now, I mean, under Adam Zampa, they've there's no Maxwell, there's no Stoinis. They've lost a couple of other players as well. And if you look at their lineup, it's pretty poor, isn't it? I mean, you've got Joe Clark at the top of the order, and there's not a lot else really. Looking down their batting, it looks fairly weak. So it's no surprise to me to see them at the bottom of the ladder. And I actually think that Heat, especially after beating the Stars at the MCG away from home, I would expect the Heat to win this game, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No Stoinis, as we mentioned. He's basically got a hamstring injury, but was checking out early anyway to go to the IEL T20. They didn't really bother replacing Trent Bolt. I think probably when the injury to Glenn Maxwell occurred, they kind of wrote off the season and have been very, very lackluster. They should be doing better than they are. Nick Larkin produced one of the worst innings I've ever seen in T20 in a chase. So in play, we're not expecting stars to get close to 150, 160, even if it seems like they're going well. Keep getting against them because they've obviously got some issue with pressure, scoreboard pressure. So that's a potential angle for you. Heat to do well with the bat. They've gone over 200 once already this season at the Gabba. It does look quite flat, although the wickets, the scores haven't really shown that, apart from that 200 score. There is a game going on before this Sunday match as well. But, I mean, Heat should really trouble 170, 180, shouldn't they, with this Stars attack looking weak?
I think so. I honestly believe, Ed, that the lack of scores on flat tracks is probably down to the quality of the players, to be honest with you. I think a lot of these, I mean, the Big Bash now, you know, as I say, this time of year, the Big Bash, when there was nothing else going on against it, you would have had some quality players there. But as you say, a lot of those quality players have gone to leagues abroad, they've gone to South Africa or they've gone to international. And I think the quality's poor. I'm looking at some of these sides and also some of the international players that have been drafted in are, you know, some of them are like journeyman county players. So it doesn't surprise me. I think that it's not necessarily the pitches itself. I just think that probably the quality of the players playing in the Big Bashes League is not as high as it was, especially at the start. I mean, look at the Heat. The Heat have lost Colin Monroe, who's flying. Now, he's gone abroad to captain a different franchise. The first eight matches, I mean, I think he scored over 200 runs. They've lost him and they've lost Sam Billings, the Heat. But I think the Heat, with bringing Matty Renshaw in, I mean, Matty Renshaw is, I mean, previously he was a white ball player, but he's developed his white ball cricket quite well. And I was very impressed with that innings he played at the MCG a few days ago.
Yeah, Usman Khawaja and Manus Labuschagne in as well for Heat. So yeah, they've bolstered their batting. Khawaja, more of a T20 player than Labuschagne. Unconvinced about him. But if Khawaja hasn't topped in the interim, one to follow perhaps on the top Heat run score and money line, about plus 375. Let's move on to the ILT20. Two games to cover there on Sunday. Let's start with Vipers versus Giants. That's a 10 a.m. start UK time. Tricky one to price this one up, John. Games going on all the time, but Vipers and Giants probably the standout team so far. Vipers perhaps minus 110 favourites again on this one. I mean, how would you price it up in your days of yore as a odds compiler?
I would have the Vipers slight favourite, very slight favourite. I do think these two sides, as you say, they're both unbeaten. There's two sides in this tournament that are poor, aren't they? I mean, the Knight Riders are awful. They the two matches they've played have been absolutely shocking. And Sharjah Warriors as well, they've been poor. So looking at the results so far, both of these sides are unbeaten, but they've played these two teams. So, yeah, I mean, on the face of it, it looks quite level. I mean, James Vince for the Gulf Giants is huge, isn't he? Huge player. I like both bowling attacks with these two sides. Both of these sides have got quality bowling attacks. And I think what's going to probably... it's going to be basically, I think, possibly the Giants' bowling attack for me. It just keeps them in the game for me. So, I mean, Vince has scored 250s in his first two games. He looks solid. You know, they've got a lot of batting. But I think it's the Giants' bowling. I do like the Giants' bowling. I think Riam Ahmed, Liam Dawson. We've discussed that of Visa, having Visa as that associate player is a massive advantage for the Giants. And then you've got Chris Jordan as well. So I do like their bowling. It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough one. And I think the edge here is, as ever, with the toss. We're at Dubai for this one, and there's a massive toss bias for the chase at this venue, and it's holding up. And wait till the toss. And if it's Giants batting second, I'd suggest that's a decent bet. They could bring in Tom Banton. They could bring in Chris Lynn if they wanted to bolster that batting further. They may not they'll probably just stick with what they've got because they've started so well. But Vipers are a batter short. Benny Howell at number six is a big weakness for me. Not sure how they've managed that. All that money to spend, you've got Benny Howell at number six. It's not a great look. Let's move on. Dubai Capitals versus Mumbai Emirates. This is also on Sunday, 1400 start time UK. Mumbai Indians minus 133 expected favourites. Very, very keen the markets are on them. We've discussed them before. We weren't keen on the squad that they've built, but they've made a decent start. John, how do you see this game going? Again, the toss bias is absolutely crucial at Abu Dhabi. So you don't want to be betting on the side batting first. You'll feel like a mug if you do.
Yeah, I mean, when we looked at the outright at the beginning of the tournament, we both said, didn't we? We couldn't believe that Mumbai Emirates were so short in the outright market. Well, they've won their first two games, not really beat that much. Their side looks very good. They've got the local hero, I suppose, the UAE player that's played very well in the two matches. So he's been a bit of a surprise. So yeah, I mean, I would tend to side with them. I wouldn't be backing anyone at a short price in this tournament, Ed. I don't know what you think yourself. I wouldn't be taking big odds on about MI, but I do think that they possibly should be slight favourites. Be interesting to see what the Dubai Capitals about how their batting goes, isn't it? Because you know there's definitely a bit of rotation there. There's a few people. I mean, Joe Root hasn't really performed yet, has he yet? You know, he's done absolutely nothing so far. You know, they're very, very reliant on Robin Utapa at the top of the order. I mean, he's a journeyman cricketer, was an absolute star for Chennai back in the day, and he scored big runs in the previous game, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a strange situation for Dubai Capitals. They've got all that money to spend in an auction and what have you, and then they line up like this with a sort of, if they've got a very much a benefit 11 feel with Utapa, Root, but Para's in there, Udana. These are all veteran players who are past their best in the case of Utapa, Papara and Udana. And Root has never really been a T20 player by modern standards. So, as you mentioned at the top of the show, John, team news really, really important. Dubai Capitals, if they get the right players on the park, then they've got a chance, and that may well include bringing someone like George Munsey in, the Scots opener, to give it a whack up top, perhaps pairing him with Utapa. But it seems bonkers, doesn't it, to say no Root, but let's play Munsey instead. But Munsey is a better T20 opener in this format. Dick Vella as well, the Sri Lankan, could come into this side. So Fabian Allen, another one, the West Indian all-rounder, they could produce a better 11 than they are. So if they get their team selection right and they bat second, I'd suggest that is a potential pick. Dubai Capitals batting second in that game on Sunday. Let's go to John's favourite tournament, South Africa, SA T20. It's been terrific stuff so far and really showcasing the amazing South African talent that they've got in the youth. If they don't win a T20 World Cup within the next 10 years, I'd be very surprised. But that's South Africa all over, and that's a conversation for another time. Paarl versus Pretoria, Sunday 11:30. Massive toss bias here at Boland Park. We'll come to that. But what have you made of these two teams, Paarl versus Pretoria, and how do we price this on tissue prices for Bet Rivers, John?
Well, I mean, I imagine Paarl will be start favourite. At the beginning of the, when we did the preview, we mentioned about, you know, their batting. You know, they've got basically two of the best white ball batters in the world in Josh Butler and David Miller. But, you know, I've been very, very surprised about it. I mean, it hasn't been those two guys that have actually got the run so far, hasn't it? And their bowling has really been the forte. I mean, the young spinner, Bjorn Fultaine, that bowled the other day was superb. You know, even Owen Morgan's chipped in with runs in one of the games. It hasn't been Miller and Butler have been very, very disappointed. So I look at the Capitals, and previously when I looked at the team, I didn't particularly like them. I didn't really like Wayne Parnell as captain, but they've been brilliant. I mean, very, very explosive at the top of the order. Will Jacks and Phil Salt have been unbelievable. The two English guys, they look really explosive. And their bowling, again, bowling for me is the key. I mean, Norkia has bowled superbly, but real proper wheels has troubled a lot of batsmen. They've got Adil Rashid, who's gone for runs, but he's picked up wickets. And they've got Wayne Parnell and they've got Jimmy Neesham. So they're bowling. And also that Ethan Bosch has probably been, you know, the South African guy. He's been brilliant as well. So their bowling attack, I really like Pretoria. And also I think, you know, with that explosive start they got at the beginning of the order in Phil Salt and Will Jacks, after that they've got De Bruyne and Riley Rousseau. They've got a really explosive top order. So I'll imagine Powell will be with the flagship, the marquee players. I imagine Powell will be start favourite, being at home. They're good at home. Probably be a high scoring game, but I wouldn't be worrying about Pretoria chasing something down. So I would tend to go with Pretoria at the plus price.
Yeah, I agree. And just to reiterate that chase bias stat, I'd be very keen on Pretoria batting second. And I'm not worried if they have to go after something 160 to 170, because your average winning score here, John, is 176. You've got to get up to 176 and beyond to give yourself the best chance of winning. So if Pal don't manage that and they're going under that, around about 165, 175, Pretoria in a chase, you're going to be getting a plus on them at the prices with Bet Rivers in the chase. So that is the way to go. Also, Jos Buttler, if he's not done so before they play this game on Sunday, could well be a pick for top pile bat, plus 375 with Bet Rivers. He is due. John, it's that time of the show to ask you for your best two picks, please.
Well, of the games we've covered at the moment, my two picks, as I say, I tend to go with the two outsiders. I like the Giants, the Gulf Giants against the Desert Vipers. I would definitely go them with the plus. They're plus 110. I think that's value for me. And it's the game we've just covered there, the Pearl Royals, you know, with all the marquee players, they look very, very strong on paper. But I think, you know, if Buttler fails and Miller fails, I'm not too sure that, you know, with Dane Villas and players like Owen Morgan, you know, for me, Pretoria look the stronger side. You know, I wouldn't worry about them chasing, as you said. So, again, anything like plus 110 or plus 120, I want to be with the Pretoria Capitals to beat the Pearl Royals.
Great stuff, John. My picks, for what it's worth, of these Sunday games are Super Sunday games. On the How's That Cricket Show for Bet Rivers, are going to go Heat to beat Stars in the Big Bash. And then we'll go for all three teams chasing at those venues. So your Sunday games in the ILT20, those two games, Vipers v Giants, Capitals versus Emirates. We want to be with the chaser in those games. And then we want to go with the chaser. And we've fingers crossed it's Pretoria at Boland Park on Sunday in the SAT20. That does it for your Bet Rivers Cricket Show. How's that? Join us again next time for more top picks and analysis.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the Bet Rivers Network.